Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to another segment of Radioactive Melting Pot. So, the name of this segment is called therapy. And sometimes, you know, you look at life and you say, gosh, somebody needs some therapy. You look at yourself and you say, I might need some therapy. Or you'll look at somebody else and say, they need some therapy. More often times than not, you're saying that somebody else needs therapy because you think you're right. So it's funny. I just, this podcast is all about like whatever my random thoughts are of the day. So I'm looking at, I guess it was controversial. It's like a couple controversial things happening. One of the controversies was on Saturday, when Virginia Woolf was criticizing just everybody. And I thought it was hilarious. I thought, you know, because I had to listen to it a couple of times. Her delivery was like, it was like a hesitation. Like she didn't really review her material or she was just really, really nervous. But whenever she does her, I mean, I've been watching her for a couple of years because I was watching her on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. And I used to, you know, and I never thought she was funny. I saw some of her stuff on YouTube. I didn't think it was hilarious, but she has her own, I mean, she's a comedian. She has her own little niche of people that like her. So, you know, it is what it is. So I was watching her and listening to what she was saying, but everything she was saying was like actually spot on. Was it funny? Did she deliver it? Could it have been delivered funny? Yeah, most likely. Like, if somebody else had that same material, it would have probably been funny, but and because they would have delivered it in a different way, you know what I mean? So imagine Trevor Noah getting a hold of it or something like that, then that would have been, he probably would have delivered it funny, or Kevin Hart, you know. But Kevin, he doesn't do any kind of political anything. Cat Williams maybe would have been able to do it and make it funny or something like that. But she did her best she could, but I thought she delivered some great points. Then another incident was this girl, she went to a prom and she had like on a Japanese outfit or something, and people felt like she shouldn't have been wearing it because it was outside of her culture, I guess, or whatever. And people were upset about that. And I'm like, people been trading off different things and different cultures and everything for I don't know how many years. People rocking afros that probably you look at them and say, like, why are they rocking an afro? You know what I mean? So it's just different things people do in life, and you know, you think that these people, everybody needs. So I guess I took my finger off of the button. So I didn't really get to finish my first part of my podcast, but as I was saying, you know, people need to just take a seat back and just look at themselves and say, okay, why am I feeling the way I'm feeling about this situation? And just look at it in a different light. Therapists all over the world will probably ask you questions like, why do you feel the way you feel about this situation? Why do you have this reaction towards this situation? And why is this affecting you so deeply? And you have to come up with a reason when you're talking to a therapist. And most people, if you confront them, they can never tell you why they're really angry. They can tell you what they feel at that moment because of emotion. And is emotion something that should drive your thoughts and your feelings? Or should you just be that person and say, okay, well, let me sit back and see why I should be angry at this situation? Because as a person, you just need to sit back and relax and say, okay, let me see. Can I be angry? Should I be angry? Why am I angry? What am I angry for? Is this situation going to can culminate into something that's going to destroy my life or destroy someone else's life? Then that's when you have to look at it and say, okay, if it's not hurting anybody and it's not affecting you at all, then why are you angry? Why are you upset about this situation? If somebody's speaking the truth, why are you angry? So, I mean, it's just so much that's in the world that people get offended by. And I just said a little bit of therapy, a little bit of love will go a long way. But that's about all my time tonight. I don't want to drag on, but I definitely appreciate everyone listening to this podcast. And like I always say, be all you can hear more. Hope you guys have a good night.